Welcome to this podcast about Hubbard Glacier and Disenchantment Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Hubbard Glacier flows through Wrangell-St. Elias National Park to its terminus in Disenchantment Bay, about 220 miles east-southeast of Cordova and 32 miles north-northeast of Yakutat, Alaska. The glacier originates from ice fields in the Canadian Yukon at an elevation of around 11,000 feet in the Centennial Range of the St. Elias Mountains in Kluane National Park and Reserve. It flows about 48 miles to the Alaska border, then continues for another 28 miles to the ocean. The glacier was named in 1890 by Israel C. Russell of the U.S. Geological Survey for Gardner G. Hubbard, a regent of the Smithsonian Institution and founder and first president of the National Geographic Society. Geologically, the St. Elias Mountains consist of a collage of seven tectonostratigraphic terranes that formed in the equatorial Pacific and rafted northward on oceanic plates, eventually accreting to Alaska and North America. The most interior is the Windy McKinley terrain, followed by the Peninsular, Wrangellia, Alexander, Chugach, Prince William, and most recent, the Yakutat terrain, which arrived about 26 million years ago and is still actively accreting. Each terrain features distinct stratigraphy and is separated from neighboring terrains by major strike slip or thrust faults. The ice field covers most of the bedrock. What little is exposed near the terminus represents rocks of the Valdez group in the Chugach terrain that developed during the late Cretaceous, about 100 million to 66 million years ago, and comprise gneiss and schist. Mountain peaks that penetrate the ice field represent igneous intrusions of monzonite granite. Gardner Hubbard was interested in the exploration of Alaska and helped instigate exploratory expeditions sponsored jointly by the National Geographic Society and the U.S. Geological Survey. Russell was a geologist who represented the survey in 1889 on an expedition to establish a portion of Alaska's eastern boundary, led by the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey and based on the revenue cutter Thomas Corwin under Captain Calvin L. Hooper. It was the first vessel to navigate Disenchantment Bay north of Hanke Island and take hydrographic soundings. Over the next 2 years, Russell and a team established a series of base camps and ventured out on foot and by canoe to explore the slopes of Mount St. Elias and Malaspina Glacier, making the first observations of the many glaciers that descend to Yakutat Bay, including Hubbard Glacier. He noted that Hubbard Glacier is joined by Valerie Glacier about 6 miles from the composite terminus. Based partially on his detailed descriptions, it is now known that the Hubbard Glacier ice margin has continued to advance for the past century, running counter to many thinning and retreating glaciers nearby in Alaska and worldwide. In 1892, Russell became professor of geology at the University of Michigan. In 1902, Marcus Baker of the Survey named Russell Fjord in his honor. Hubbard Glacier's advance is due to its large snow accumulation zone at high elevation. The glacier is also building a large terminal moraine, shoveling sediment, rock, and other debris onto its leading edge. The moraine at the front gives the glacier stability and allows it to advance more easily because the ice does not need to be as thick to stay grounded. Hubbard Glacier is a surging glacier. It takes about 400 years for ice to traverse the entire length. A surge in May 1986 caused the glacier terminus to cross and block the entrance to Russell Fjord, an embayment that extends southeast from the head of Disenchantment Bay. The dammed meltwater from surrounding glaciers raised the fjord's water level by 82 feet before the ice dam failed on October 8, 1986. In spring 2002, Hubbard Glacier surged again and closed the opening between Disenchantment Bay and Russell Fjord. The level of the ice-dammed fjord increased by nearly 66 feet before the dam broke on August 14, 2002, re-establishing the connection to the bay. A major surge of Hubbard could again block Russell Fjord and cause an overflow that would potentially endanger the village of Yakutat. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.